You're listening to SBS News.
Political unrest in Hong Kong has escalated further, with protesters again paralysing parts of the city, blocking highways, and forcing schools to close. Student protesters at Hong Kong Polytechnic University have created roadblocks and walls with bricks dug up from the footpath, in an attempt to stop police from entering the campus. Police say students shot an arrow at officers patrolling nearby, then threw flower pots when other officers arrived. Officers responded with tear gas and protesters fired more arrows. At the Chinese University of Hong Kong, students have barricaded themselves in the campus. Head of the Hong Kong Police Public Relations Branch, Chief Superintendent Si Chun Chung, has condemned the students' actions, saying they won't achieve their aims through violence.
It's very sad to see the school has been used as a weapon factory and an arsenal with all kinds of offensive weapons, like bows and arrows and catapults. It is also evident that it has become a manufacturing base for petrol bombs, rioters set fires at different locations and in CU Hong Kong, and even set fire to an electrical control panel. Their acts are another step closer to terrorism.
Police say 224 people have been arrested since Wednesday for various offences. Rights group Amnesty International is demanding an investigation into police tactics, saying they are out of control and show a retaliation mindset. But Chief Superintendent Si says police are merely responding to protesters' violence.
No civilised society can tolerate this dangerous and even deadly level of violence, regardless of their political motives. You cannot fight for freedom of speech by silencing people who disagree with you. You cannot fight for democracy by terrorising the public to force others to support you. You cannot condemn brutality by brutalising people who hold different views to yours.
Chinese University and Hong Kong Baptist University have suspended classes for the rest of the year in response to the clashes on campus, while others have asked students to switch to online learning. All schools in Hong Kong will remain closed until Sunday. 20-year-old Hong Kong Polytechnic University student Mr. C says he never expected to be involved in such a dangerous situation.
I haven't ever imagined I will fight in the war, but I do, because I want to protect my home. This is Hong Kong. This is my only place to live, to stay.
Many foreign students have been advised to leave Hong Kong and return to their home universities. A British student in Hong Kong on exchange from her university in the Netherlands has told the BBC the situation on campus went from peaceful to volatile very suddenly.
4 days ago, 3 days ago, we were all at uni, having classes. Our residence was our safe haven. We were enjoying life. We were loving exchange. We had all our friends here. We felt completely safe. And within the space of a day, it all got flipped around. When I think back to 4 days ago when life was normal and thinking back to now when I'm evacuated into a hostel, the thought of that is very overwhelming.
But she says the protesters have apologised to the international students caught up in the unrest and offered to help them in any way they can.
They had prepared for an invasion. When we spoke to them, they were like, you can have anything. What is ours is yours. We kind of have done this to you. Like, we are here to protect you. We can protect you, especially because they had petrol bombs there. And they were like, the police have tear gas, they have guns. This is the way we can protect you from them.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says stopping violence in Hong Kong is now the most urgent task for the territory's government. He says the Chinese government continues to support Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam to implement policies according to the law and punish those they deem to be rioters. Amy Hall, SBS News.